elements. It must be attended with divine power, or it will accomplish nothing. I am often referred to the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 of whom were wise and 5 foolish. This parable has been and will be fulfilled to the very letter, for it has special application to this time and, like the third angel's message, has been fulfilled and will continue to be present truth till the close of time. Review and Herald, August 19, 1890. One more quote before we comment on some of this. The Great Controversy, 393. The parable of the 10 virgins of Matthew 25 also illustrates the experience of the Adventist people. Great Controversy, 393. What took place in the 1844 time period in the Millerite movement fulfilled the parable of the 10 virgins to the very letter. It also paralleled the first time that Christ cleansed the temple. It also prefigured the second time Christ cleansed the temple, or prefigured the second fulfillment of the parable of the 10 virgins that takes place during the fourth angel's message, which had also been prefigured by the second time Christ cleansed the temple. And both of these cleansings have been prefigured in the story of Gideon. Because the story of Gideon with this double cleansing is just another piece of the puzzle to demonstrate that the story of Gideon is the story of Adventism. There's a twofold cleansing that takes place, and one of the themes that runs through it is that when the cleansing takes place, if you caught it, I'm sure you're familiar with it anyway, in the Desire of Ages, when Christ is cleansing the temple, Sister White asked the question, why did the rulers and leaders, the rulers and priests that were running away, why'd they flee from the temple, she asked. Why didn't they stand their ground? This was just a carpenter's son, a poor Galilean. Why didn't they resist him? And then she takes some time to make it clear that the words he spoke, his divinity was coming through his humanity, and it was empowered by the Spirit of God. The cleansing of the temple, the process that took place, was a cleansing process that was empowered by the Holy Spirit. And when we read what took place in the midnight cry, in the first fulfillment of the parable of the 10 virgins, once again, there was an empowerment of the Holy Spirit. This cleansing process that has taken place in the beginning of this movement, that will take place again, will be handled, accomplished by the Holy Spirit.